Texte numéro 71. Staff at a British call centre take turns to live in New Zealand. When employees at Moneypenny, an answering phone company based in Wrexham, North Wales, were asked to provide round-the-clock service, they were less than keen. So the company came up with the unusual solution of opening a new office in New Zealand. The company had resisted extending their hours after requests from customers to stay open longer, as they were worried they would lose their trusted employees, who did not want to work night shifts. But when bosses asked if anyone would relocate, 40 out of the company's 280 staff volunteered. The first four moved out last November as part of a trial group and are being put up by the company in a rented house. Now, the Wales-based staff leave the office at 8 p.m. and redirect all calls through to their New Zealand-based colleagues, who are 12,000 miles away and 12 hours ahead. They work 4 days on and 4 days off, so they can take in the sights while living abroad, a pattern which is set to continue in 4 to 6 month stints when the next group take over. Jess Edwards says she's enjoying the experience so much in Takapuna on New Zealand's northern coast that she hopes to be able to continue working there. "I'm getting to see places I probably never would have had the chance to see otherwise," she said. "It's very different to the working week I'm used to in the UK, but this was deliberately planned so we can make the most of being here." Moneypenny handles more than 8 million calls a year for 6,000 clients, from sole traders to multinationals. Glenn Jackson, the managing director, said, "We're a quality company offering a quality service, so we didn't want to make our staff work nights, which is terrible for both health and morale, and also didn't want to just farm it out to India. It seemed to us the only way we could keep the staff that we trust, so we followed the sun and not the clock." The founder of the company said, "The only problem we've encountered so far is that one woman has fallen in love with the country and wants to stay, which is always a danger. We had looked at hiring staff to work overnight at our offices in Wrexham, but we weren't confident service levels could be maintained, so would have never taken that risk. By working on the other side of the world, we're now able to offer a truly 24-hour first-rate service with bright, chirpy and wide-awake people." Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, May 2013.